By the blood shed on the cross and the resurrection of Jesus, we have our hope and faith. Amen?
Amen.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I am Deacon Bob. Now, on behalf of our pastor, Father Mario, our very, very fine celebrant this morning, Father Scott, we are so very happy you have joined us here in worship of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Regardless of whether you are streaming at home or sitting in the pews, we are all connected as brothers and sisters in Christ. To any visitors with us here today or online, please know our hearts and our doors are always open for you. Now, today's gospel reading, it contains some very tender verses, especially the last three where Jesus is talking about rest and his burden being light. Now, these verses, they're unique to Matthew. Regarding all who labor and are burdened, Jesus is referring here to the oppressive and legalistic system imposed upon the people by the scribes and Pharisees. This is also referenced in Matthew 23:4. These laws required an exact compliance as the path to God. Instead, Jesus invites the burden, take the yoke of obedience to his word, under which they will find rest. Jesus is offering the freedom one finds when truly centered in the will of God, for this will always lead to truth and love. For it is the truth that through the blood of the Lamb, we are given the path to God, a path of repentance and forgiveness, which frees us from sin and restores our life with God Almighty. Amen?
Amen.
You know, being centered in the will of God means having your life anchored within the love of God. And when you are anchored within the love of God, you can go through the various trials in life with confidence that you shall be delivered. From 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your worries upon him, because he cares for you. Cast all your worries. And right now, today, there are plenty of worries. From COVID-19 to economic issues, to racism and the murder of George Floyd, to violence in the streets. And while these trials are dominating the news today, another ongoing trial, Christian persecution, has not stopped. The assault on Christianity throughout the world cannot be denied. It is an assault of deadly violence and concentrated efforts to confine and shut down the Christian church and its people of faith. It has not stopped because of COVID-19. The organization, International Christian Concern, has documented the increased attacks on Christians in India. The attacks range from physical assaults to the burning down of churches. In 2020, more than 600 Nigerian Christians have been killed for their faith. China continues to tear down churches and pass laws in June that may severely limit the religious freedoms of Hong Kong. Cardinal Charles Bo, head of the Federation of Asian Catholic Bishops, stated freedom of religion is now at extreme risk in Hong Kong. He has appealed for support and prayers from all of Christianity. You know, the harsh reality is Christianity is the most persecuted religion in the world. I humbly ask you to pray for our brothers and sisters who face violence and have been killed across the world for their belief in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Now, here in the United States, Some of us may have a hard time relating to religious violence, for we live in a nation based upon the principles of freedom. Free to live, free to worship God, free to live out our faith, at least for now. For Christian persecution here may not be violent, but it is here, and you cannot miss it. The attacks on Christianity started in the U.S. back with lawsuits demanding the removal of God and Jesus from all public areas. These lawsuits were successful. But the attacks, they didn't stop there. Rather, they have escalated through the years. For the ultimate goal is the total silencing of Christianity's message. In 2019, California proposed a law requiring the sacred seal of the confessional in the Catholic Church be broken. The proposed law would have required the priest to report to civil authorities any confession of child abuse or neglect. Now, first and foremost, all children, any child, any person, to be protected from any type of abuse and all forms of violence. That's not the point here. The real point is, an attempt was made to legislate, control, and inject a state government into how the church conducts its faith. You know, ministers of all denominations are protected by law regarding confidentiality. It would start the destruction of faith if that confidentiality was broken. Now, during the past few months, as states have been lifting quarantines, churches were routinely held to different standards. The examples are many, frankly, too many. In Wisconsin, entities such as retail stores, shopping malls, they were allowed to conduct business at a percentage of capacity. Churches, however, were told that regardless of capacity, whether you sat 600 or 1,200, you were capped at 50 people maximum. These types of inequities have occurred in several states several times. Let any public figure dare lift their head above the crowd and speak a Christian virtue, and the attack and ridicule on social media toward them is instant. A teaching professor at California University wrote in a national publication, "The Bible is full of bigoted and outdated teachings that have no place in an enlightened society." You know, the world in general hates Jesus Christ because he stands with absolute moral truth. His is the voice that darkness wants to silence. Jesus came to expose and condemn sin, and he tells the world to turn from that sinful behavior and seek forgiveness and redemption. Jesus, the Son of God, the light of life, is the voice of truth. And many in the world want no part of that truth. They want no part of that light. They prefer to stay in the darkness. Amen? You know, the attacks on our faith should not be a surprise to us. Jesus in Scripture tells us to expect them. From John 15, 18, Jesus says, "If the world hates you, realize it hated me first. If they persecute me, they will also persecute you." So we have been warned, so we must be prepared. Make sure your relationship with God is strong. Meditate on the blessings God has bestowed upon you. Listen to the guidance in your life coming from the Holy Spirit. Contemplate the empty tomb of Jesus and what it means for you. Read and study Holy Scripture. Absorb it. Engage your life with it. Let it be one of the pillars of strength for you at all times. Pray, and pray often. Share your faith with others strengthen your spirituality routinely. Ephesians chapter 6 tells us, put on the armor of God, and in all circumstances, hold faith as a shield. So when trials come your way, hold this scripture tight and refuse to bend in your belief in Jesus. Never fall into the trap of being a casual Christian, for the casual Christian is no threat. They will break easily and be among the first to deny Jesus in the face of adversity. Understand the mark of being a Christian is not where you stand in moments of ease and comfort, rather where you stand in times of trials and duress. Hold tight to the cross of Jesus and never let go. You may get some blood splattered on you by doing so, but that's okay, for you shall be delivered. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteous sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Thank you, brothers and sisters in Christ. Stay strong, never be afraid. May our all-powerful God bless you and your families all your days.
Amen.